From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Polls are open in the eastern part of the nation on this election day. Republicans appear poised to take control of the House of Representatives. NPR's David Wellner reports Democrats are hoping to maintain their majority in the Senate.
Republicans are defending 18 Senate seats today, and the Democrats 19. But with the possible exception of Alaska, the GOP is not expected to lose any ground. To take control of the Senate, it needs to pick up 10 seats held by Democrats. The GOP's biggest trophy would be winning the Senate race in Nevada, where Majority Leader Harry Reid is facing an unexpectedly strong challenge from Republican Sharon Angle. Since 1930, every time control of the House has changed hands, it's also happened in the Senate. But while Republicans may well take over in the House, in the Senate they could fall short by a few seats. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Many millions of Americans have already voted by absentee ballot or at early voting sites. NPR's Pam Fessler reports this year most voters will be using some form of paper ballots.
According to the watchdog group Verified Voting, about two-thirds of voters live in jurisdictions where some kind of voter-marked paper ballot is used. The group says about a quarter of voters will use electronic voting machines with no paper backup, which has raised some concerns. But most election officials say voting's more secure today than in the past because there are so many checks and balances and outside scrutiny. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Intelligence officials in the U.S. now believe there may have been a trial run for the parcel bombs that were intercepted last week. Some boxes containing CDs, books, and household items sent from Yemen to Chicago were seized and searched in September. An official says it's now thought those parcels were sent by the group Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula to test the air cargo system. Kurt Volker is the former U.S. ambassador to NATO.
The bigger picture here is we have Al-Qaeda that is still trying to attack our societies, kill innocent civilians in our countries, and they're being innovative about ways in which to do that. We had the shoe bomber, we had the underwear bomber, now we have the printer and the cargo. There will be other ways that they will try as well.
Officials say the earlier dry run shipments may have been aimed at helping militants estimate when planes carrying the parcels would be over certain cities. A Navy amphibious warship, the Iwo Jima, is steaming toward Haiti today. It's going to provide help if that nation is hit by Tropical Storm Tomas later this week. Forecaster Richard Pash is with the National Hurricane Center.
This thing could produce some very heavy rains, and we can hope that it'll pass over the country fast enough, if indeed it does track over them.
Pash says the storm could regain hurricane status before the end of the week. There's concern in Haiti because hundreds of thousands of earthquake survivors in that country are still living in tent camps. This is NPR News from Washington. The San Francisco Giants have won their first World Series in more than half a century, the Giants defeating the Texas Rangers 3-1 last night. San Francisco's Edgar Renteria was the series MVP. He broke the game open with a three-run homer in the seventh inning. Caitlin Esch of member station KQED says the win touched off a night of celebration in the Bay Area.
Fans flooded the green in front of San Francisco City Hall last night to watch Giants right-hander Tim Lincecum beat Rangers lefty Cliff Lee on the Jumbotron. Giants fan Gemma Mondala was celebrating with friends.
My emotions, I can't explain it. We're jumping around. It's unexplainable.
Ecstatic fans danced in the plaza and ran through the streets after the Giants' victory. For NPR News, I'm Caitlin Esch in San Francisco.
Federal Reserve policymakers begin a two-day meeting in Washington today, and the Fed is expected to approve the purchase of billions of dollars in Treasury securities to help reinvigorate the nation's economy. Mark Vittner is an economist with Wells Fargo Bank.
The problem right now is that inflation is too low. It's running below the lower end of the Fed's target range, and the unemployment rate is way too high. And until businesses start borrowing and expanding their operations again, we really don't run the risk of more inflation, and the Fed should have ample opportunities to withdraw that liquidity.
Bittner says it's expected the Fed will announce that it will be purchasing around $500 billion in Treasury securities, perhaps more, over a period of months. There's a risk that such a move could cause inflation to tick up too rapidly. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.